Indeed, 20 minutes before now, the top of the hour. Remember the crime prevention wardens? Yeah, those are the MEC recruited across all the districts of our province. Those are we're currently in training. The Democratic Alliance alleges that some of those are now washing police vans. Yeah, they are ought to be on the streets protecting individuals, residents from the levels of crime in our province. But the Democratic Alliance says no. They are on this. Well, they are on the workshops of the police, washing the police vans there. Yeah. So I've reached out to the department, and they said they note the statement made by the Democratic Alliance. And at this point, they can't really come on to explain their side of the story. I'd like you to take a listen to this voice clip that I've managed to solicit from the department, and then I'll bring in the Democratic Alliance in the conversation.
We have noted the media statement that has been issued by the DA, and it has been brought to our attention as well. At this stage, we will not be able to comment except to say we will investigate these allegations, of which we doubt there's any truth in those allegations, but we are going to make our own investigations and look into these allegations, because we view them in a very serious light. And then you and me know that the levels of crime in this country are extremely high. So our province is not an exception. There's no way in which we will allow this project not to realize its full objectives. Hence, we are viewing these allegations in a very serious light, and we definitely investigate them.
Yeah, there you have it. It's a spokesperson to the Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison, Moeti Musi, talking to us there, recounting a statement that they really deem this particular statement very serious. And they are not convinced that whatever the Democratic Alliance is saying, it is the truth, because their understanding is that they ought to be these crime prevention wardens ought to be on the streets protecting individuals. Let me bring in the DA then in the conversation. The Democratic Alliance MPL, who's also responsible for issues of safety, security and liaison, is the spokesperson when it comes to that on the Democratic Alliance. That's Debo Sekaledi. He's my guest this evening. My brother, as always, good evening.
Thank you so much, Masan. Good evening to your listeners. Thank you for the opportunity to declare ourselves on this matter.
Yeah, the department is of the view that your statement as the DA is further from the truth.
I would be shocked if they were to say it was the truth. It's only natural for them to refute it and to always pass the buck and say there's going to be an investigation. But one thing I can tell you, they'll never get back to you on that investigation and its outcomes. Like I've said before, even in the statement itself, I've been on the ground. I went to Victor Kanye. I've seen the situation for myself. I've interviewed the ward
crime prevention wardens. Yeah,
crime prevention wardens myself. And I've also had a conversation with two station commanders, not one. And they've told me the same thing. So regardless of what the spokesperson may say, that just shows that how out of touch they are with the program that is being rolled out right now. I've literally also been to Governor Mbeki. They finished their training last week. They started on Monday and they finished on Friday. It was a five-day training. It was a training that is given to grade D to E security guards. And definitely I can tell you this, the wheels have come off. There's no vision, there's no direction on how things are moving. And definitely I implore you, make your own inquiries, go to the police stations themselves, and definitely you'll hear the exact same thing that we are talking about. Sometimes you'll find that the department may say something untoward and they cover themselves by saying there will be an investigation. We are used to this in the political sphere. If you can't give an answer, a definitive answer, just deflate it and say there's an investigation that is ongoing and you can't answer this at the current moment.
I see. Station commanders. And yeah. and not one, you say. Those whom you've spoken to are actually, let me just quote from your statement. It says that the station commanders at the police stations have refused to utilize the crime prevention wardens. What seems to be then the issue of them refusing? Isn't this part of a collaborated effort of the state, largely the province, to integrate where the police are short of the resources? Then these crime prevention wardens will then augment where the police are shortfalled.
Okay, let me just break down the problem and where it stems from. Last year, when the MEC for Safety declared that there's going to be crime prevention wardens and 1,002 of them, we deliberately sent questions and we sent out a press statement to try and find out exactly what study has been done, what are the gaps, where are they going to be assisting the police in the province. And we went further to not just ask questions, but we also provided possible solutions to be able to guide them in the right direction, to say, okay, if you have not done a study, here's the possible gaps that we are seeing, especially in Stockfell IT types of crimes, like your banking, your track and tracing, your Ponzi schemes, your cyberbullying, etc., and try to get actually people within that field that might be able to assist the police and become an inhibitor or an added muscle to the police sector. Now, the issue that we are having here, you've got crime prevention wardens that are trained for 5 days. So Monday to Friday, and then they are given a certificate, and then they're told, go and report. So go and report at the police station. They get to the police station. They are told by someone on the phone, go and report to the police station. The station commander receives these people with no documentation, no description of skills, job description. He or she knows nothing about these people. And they are now expected to utilize them. Where do you utilize them? Because there's no job description, there's no skills. They don't even know what type of training that they've received. They were just told, and when we literally interviewed these crime prevention wardens to ask them, okay, if they didn't give you a job description, what do you understand about this role? They also themselves do not know what's the job description. They don't know what they are doing. They were just told that go there and go and report to the station commander. And now here's the trick where it becomes tricky. These people have to assist them with policing. They have to assist them with raids. They have to assist them with anything that is related to the functions of the police with no training. If any of them get injured or, God forbid, dies on duty, there is going to be hell to pay for that. Because number one, these people are not trained. They've got 5 days of training. They don't have gun competency. They don't even have a commissioner of oaths authority. So they cannot go into the office and certify certificates because they are not certified as commissioners of oaths. So the question now becomes, what are they there for? And I literally agreed with the station commander, one of the station commanders, who said, I cannot even let them touch any documentation. I can't put them on the field because if anything happens to them, there's going to be hell to pay and I'm going to get the brunt of it because I'm the station commander. And I agreed with him to say, listen, if anything happens, us as the portfolio committee and me in particular, I'm telling you, I will burn you. Because the fact of the matter is we know that these people are not trained, they are not skilled enough to be able to do policing. And this is where we start having huge problems with the department, where they make declarations with no plans, with no implementation phases, and there's no clear strategy on how they're going to handle things. I mean, we've said this many times with previous issues and previous programs, that we've had more than 30 years to learn how to govern. And by now, we should know how to implement set targets and set directives that have been given by any MEC or even by the Premier himself. So it is a huge problem, and it is something that definitely needs to be investigated, and they really need to relook at this program and how it can actually benefit them, the province. Lastly, let me just put this clear,
yeah,
and unequivocally, we are not against crime prevention wardens. But what I am against is when you now utilize or use young people to further your nefarious ambitions or goals that are not aligned to the progress of young people in the province. Because this is what is happening now. You are just creating a post without clear set objectives. I can tell you now, even if they were to be released tomorrow, these crime prevention wardens, and you say that you've now, because they are getting a stipend and they are now doing an in-service training, they calling it an in-service training, even in their post advertisement, it was called an in-service training. If they were released tomorrow, where can they get a job? Because I know from where I come from, in Governor Big, Sasol has a certain grade level of securities that they can absorb or that they can take in with a certain skill. And I can tell you now, it's not at grade E or D. Those are entry levels. So we need to be very much purposeful and tactical on how do we introduce programs. What is the end goal? At the end of the day, if we cannot absorb them permanently as crime prevention wardens, where will they be able to be absorbed within the private sector or anywhere else that they may wish to actually further their career in this issue?
Yeah.
And what we cannot tolerate is an issue is an instance where these people get committed for 2 years to do a program that is not going to assist them moving forward, or where they will not be able to further themselves and productively show that they have done something within the 2 years.
Yeah.
And that is why we are raising the alarm now to say, fix and get your house in order now so that we don't have any issues going forward in this program, because
yeah,
it's a lot of money that has been spent here.
Debo, you know, there's one thing that you've raised, and you've raised it alarmingly, is that of the training process. You say they are trained 5
yeah,
days, right? Monday to Friday, they receive grade E and D, a level under the CIRA.
Correct.
Security. Sure. Yeah. I'm stuck there because I was looking also the training of police in totality. They are trained for about 24 months, which is roughly 2 years, right? You know, the first 12 months, obviously, they had the academy, the police academy. And then the second 12 months, they are then at the workforce or the workplace, where now they are being inculcated into the, obviously, informal, in fact, the formal training of police. So, obviously, you can't have somebody who trained for 5 days versus somebody who trained for 2 years, obviously, asking them to do the same job. What then becomes the recourse? Because now we've got this pool of young people. I mean, the last I checked, there were over 1,200 of them spread across.
Yeah,
I mean, spread across the different regions of the province. What then does the Democratic Alliance advise that should happen with these, you know, trainees in this instance? You know, what sort of work do you envisage that with these kind of training that they've already undergone? What can they do at least?
You know, Musa, it's a tricky one, but we will definitely provide the solution to that. And this is what we were trying to avoid since last year. I mean, like I said, we sent in a motion without notice on the 6th of August, 2024, because we saw what was coming. And we literally told them what to do. We literally told them, look for gaps, and what we would do if we were in the situation that that they are in currently, we would literally look at gaps within the police service in Mpumalanga. If we can see gaps such as your cyber crimes, when a person who has been scammed from a banking app, who has been scammed maybe from the internet, goes to a police station and reports the crime, it's difficult for them to handle such things because those kind of skills are not handled at station level. It's usually at a provincial or national level. And if you can literally look and target those types of scarcities within the province and literally train them on in those kind of skills, of literally investigation, in detecting, in tracing, I mean, that will be a huge force multiplier for the police, because then you've got a huge resource or skill that is being utilized that the police themselves are not able to cope with at a local branch level.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Those are the kind of things that we're literally talking to them from the beginning and the inception, when they were still planning to say, don't just do this for the sake of reducing unemployment rate, because the moment you do that, you are defeating the whole purpose of the whole program. Because if that is going to be the case, why not just get more police into the service that are going to have the same type of training as the current police, that are going to be able to do way more, do arrests, have gun competency, et cetera, and be able to do what the police usually do, rather than just creating a new program that speaks to crime prevention wardens.
Yeah.
So ours is simple: identify the gaps where the police are not able to cope within the province, and use those people and train them sufficiently enough to fill those types of gaps.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, well, let's park it here for this evening, my brother. I really want to thank you so much for making time to expand on this. And I think it's a very important conversation. And I think next week, let's try and have the MEC and yourself both on the same line and really see where are we missing each other. And also, what was the initial intention of these crime prevention wardens? Because we can't at one end celebrate that we have, you know, individuals who are going to be fighting crime, but they don't have the resources, neither do they have the expertise to be fighting crime. Yeah. What we are essentially doing is to exacerbate crime to thrive in our province.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May I also ask, please, as well, because I know that they're going to talk about investigations that will never end. You can try to get some people to go and source information from the stations within Victor Kanye. Both of the police stations.
Yeah.
There's one in Sandra, and there's one also in Delmas. They will tell you exactly what we've just spoken. I was there on the ground.
Yeah, it's quite sad indeed. If also, you know, I'm also worried by the fact that even the police station commanders are not willing to utilize this crime prevention wardens. So for me, that signals that there is no integration between government, because you can then as an MEC announce such an initiative, but the other arm of the, you know, the other arm of the state is saying, no, actually, look, this idea of yours is not going to work here. But yeah.
But the more worrying part would be, even if you were in charge,
yeah,
if anything happens to those people, he's responsible for all the souls that are in that police station.
Jeez.
If they get hurt,
yeah,
they do not have training. It's a huge indictment. It's a charge on him. So I do not blame him. It's definitely not on the station commander. And if I was in the same position, I would do the same.
Eish, I hear you. My brother, thank you so much for making time to speak to me.
Thank you so much, Musa. I really appreciate it. And good night to your listeners.
Yeah. As always, thank you, my brother. That's Teboho. He's the spokesperson of the Democratic Alliance when it comes to issues of public works, roads and transport, but also equally issues of community safety, security and liaison. And he was actually talking to us this evening about the crime prevention wardens. He thinks it was an exercise not fully thought of. He points out the shortcomings in initiative. He cites areas where he himself visited, such as Victor Kanye. He says the station commanders there have told him that they are not going to utilize this crime prevention wardens. Yeah, that's really sad. Let's take this breather. Coming up on the other side, I bid you farewell.